In news and notes, last week I reported on how the Denver band Yerkish had teamed up with YouTube and Sprint as part of that company's All Together Now campaign. It's actually all.together.now.campaign. I don't know. The band has a new name now thanks to the more than 54,000 suggestions that they received. The band Yerkish is now known as Lexigram. So check that out. Jared Lish, Zach Kreider, and Chris Stuberg are in a Fort Collins-based band called The Sunshine House and are yet another group of Colorado musicians getting some national-level cred by teaming up with a major company. This time, though, instead of doing it for a name change, it's for the new Folgers coffee jingle. The prize, should they win, includes $25,000, a mentoring session with Warner Brothers' current vice president of A&R, and a chance to appear in a Folgers commercial. There's actually a video of it up on YouTube. It's pretty cool. Look for The Sunshine House 1. That's the number one. So The Sunshine House 1. Google that or go to YouTube. There's a total of 5 finalists, so the Sunshine House fellas do have a pretty decent shot at making it all the way. John Common and Blinding Flashes of Light have something new to crow about, and deservedly so. Music Connection magazine, around now since 1977, has given the band's Beautiful Empty album a 10-star review, calling it gorgeously harmonized and deftly orchestrated. Nice. You catch this one lately? The Library of Congress and Sony Music have teamed up on the National Jukebox. It's pretty cool. There's a few songs up on the jukebox about Colorado and or Denver, so that in itself is worth checking out, not the least of which are all the great recordings from the early part of the 20th century that are there. Hit loc.gov/jukebox and search for any Colorado terms you might like.